It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
Today I spoke to Green Party co-leader James Shaw about their view on Israel's invasion of Palestine, changes to KiwiSaver rules and student accommodation.
Let's start off by talking about the conditions in Palestine at the moment. What's the Green Party's response to the Israeli military's actions in Palestine?
Well, look, it's obviously horrendous. And the human toll here, I think we're now over 200 dead Palestinians. And so the Green Party has long said that there has to be a peaceful solution and that, you know, we're calling on the New Zealand government to speak out more strongly, to, you know, act alongside the other members of the international community to try and resolve the situation, because it certainly doesn't look like it's going to cool down anytime soon.
What actions are the Green Party taking to support the Palestinian community here in New Zealand?
Well, our spokesperson on this, Golriz Gardaman, has had very close ties with the Palestinian community for a number of years. And so she has been, you know, in quite close contact with them throughout the last few days as this bombing's continued.
So what are your thoughts on the government's hesitancy to condemn Israel's actions?
We think that the New Zealand government response has been more muted than it should be. We think that we ought to be speaking up more strongly at what has been a very violent and systematic attack on the Palestinian population in East Jerusalem. You'd have to ask the Minister of Foreign Affairs sort of what her views are, but we think that the situation is really a crisis point, and, you know, at the moment it looks like it could deteriorate into a broader war.
I've seen that the Green Party has made particular calls for the UN Security Council. Could you tell me about that?
Yeah, I mean, the issue, of course, with the United Nations Security Council is that any one member of the permanent five can block the Security Council from passing a resolution, and the United States either yesterday or the day before did actually block a resolution at the Security Council, and we think that that's frankly shameful. I mean, the situation is extremely bad here, and I think the United States was the only country that blocked that resolution from taking place.
Just before we move on to the next topic, do you have any sort of closing words that you want to touch on?
Well, I think, you know, in all of the quite heated debate that you see around the world and here in Aotearoa as well, the voice of the Palestinian community isn't often heard, and I think it would be great if members of the media could actually get some of those Palestinians who live here in Aotearoa to, you know, kind of describe the experience they are having, because I think that a lot of the debate simply ignores that real human cost.
Next, let's talk about the changes to KiwiSaver, which ban fossil fuels and illegal weapons from being included by default providers. What is Green Party's response to this news?
Well, we're behind it. This was a decision that was made by the government in the last term of Parliament, and when I was an Associate Finance Minister, so I was working with Grant and the other Finance Ministers at the time on the the set of terms that the new KiwiSaver default funds would have to meet, and we made a decision at that point that the new set of default providers should be required to exclude investments in fossil fuel production as well as illegal weapons, and that's really just a matter of making sure that we're being consistent, right? If we're, you know, trying to make sure that we're driving towards the low-carbon economy, it just makes sense that our savings are put to good use in helping to create a better future.
Yeah, so you mentioned the low-carbon economy. Do you believe that that this is an important step in making New Zealand less reliant on these sorts of industries?
Look, it absolutely is. I mean, the fact is that the investment community around the world, and to some extent here in New Zealand, are moving away from fossil fuel investments anyway, just on the basis of risk. You know, it's kind of a risky place to put your money if you know that the world has got to basically leave about 80% of the known reserves in the ground. But I think it sends a very important signal. And because these are the default funds, although they're run by private companies, they are in effect sponsored by the government because, you know, as a result of being on the government's default KiwiSaver list, the vast majority of people are auto-enrolled into one of these schemes. And so, you know, essentially having the government behind those default schemes makes a difference in terms of capital flows in the country. And so for us, I think it really was important to say, well, look, if we're going to essentially give these businesses a hand up in terms of directing customers in their direction through these auto enrolments, then at the very least, we should make sure that they are not investing in fossil fuels.
So I understand that this is a bit of a hard-fought victory. I mean, people have been asking for these sorts of investments to be removed from KiwiSaver for several years now. How long has the Green Party supported this issue?
Well, as long as I can remember, and that's probably at least the last 12 years, if not before. I mean, one of my predecessors, Jeanette Fitzsimmons, was kind of leading the charge on divestment from fossil fuels right back in the early 2000s, not long after the Greens first gone into Parliament. So we've got a long tradition of this, and I was absolutely delighted that now that we're in government, we have the ability to actually make it happen.
Lastly, let's talk about this student accommodation inquiry. Could you outline the key recommendations from this report?
Well, so this was an inquiry that Chloe Swarbrick, one of my colleagues, initiated at Select Committee. And, you know, this really comes as a result of what happened during COVID-19. You know, there were these lockdowns and it exposed what is really a substantially under-regulated system for student accommodation, because thousands of students were charged for accommodation that they couldn't stay in, and then they were threatened with their grades being withheld if they didn't pay. So they're ending up having to pay twice, once for the accommodation where they were locked down, and then again for accommodation that they couldn't use. So the recommendations include establishing an independent dispute resolution process, and actually, importantly, that process can provide compensation, which has previously been cut off to students who have been unable to access the tenancy tribunal. Another recommendation is requiring transparency around services costs and expectations, and have all of that kind of published online. Because student accommodations historically excluded from the Residential Tenancies Act, and yet students are in many ways amongst the most vulnerable tenants there are. So our view is that, you know, student accommodation provision really needs to shift away from the focus on profit towards the focus on well-being of the students.
In what ways have students been mistreated by the people in charge of their accommodation?
Well, that point that I was just making about the fact that it's primarily been a for-profit business, the fact that it's been largely excluded from the Residential Tenancies Act, means that you've got a group of people who, because they're so transient and move around so often, really, and are kind of young and don't have a lot of resource and so on, you know, are quite sort of vulnerable. And so, in our view, you know, that situation has led to, you know, instability for students. It's been more expensive than it needs to be. It leads to mental health distress and so on.
Within the press release, you've noted that the Green Party believes in a tertiary sector that prioritises well-being over numbers. What does that look like to you?
Our view is that the universities should take more responsibility, and that the regulation, government legislation, should have a focus on making sure that the well-being of students is looked after. That's not to say that if there are private providers, they shouldn't be able to make any profit at all. But if that's the sole focus, then you do end up with this very heavily skewed situation that we've got at the moment, in which the playing field is tipped very heavily away from the students.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.